The next poem is about a girl who I imagine to be about 13 years old and lonely. And its original title was Nebrismus, but nobody knew what Nebrismus was. I just found it in the dictionary. It was an old Dionysian rite where people dressed up in deerskins and danced and danced and danced until all of a sudden they had a great big orgy. I thought it was a fascinating, you know, word. It was a great word. And it's simply called The Attic. Up in the attic is another planet, a refuge that engages calendars, furs, and outgrown toys. Unhinging the largest trunk isn't easy. She scrapes her knuckles on the brass. Face down in layers of scarves and gloves, she finds at last her mother's ballroom dress. All that sapphire taffeta, riveted with sequins, is far too long and buckles at her feet. But when she hoofs her clumsy, solitary waltz, a circle glitters all around her, like stars in jeopardy, swirling from house to house. She hunts a partner behind wooden crates, not unlike those young Greeks eager for anything, who made their search through trees with arrows and knives. The stray fawns they found were individually slaughtered, scooped out like melons, and dragged to the clearing. The adolescent killers then dance off and into each other. Their arms are striped with blood and fat, blue gristle sticking to their thighs. Many embrace for the very first time, rolling into thickets while watched by everyone. The hot, stinking skins are thrown away, and still the breathy swerve of three solemn flutes accelerates the far-off, undiscovered flow of a spiral nebula. Nebula is right after Nebrismus in my dictionary. I love that word, too.